classic program of turn. And I wanted to swear he would fly.
It's been four long weeks. Not too long.
But, four long introductions.
Four long introductions. The cobwebs have been blown out. You cannot keep a good dog down for long. And just like that, the non-chasers are back in the new studio, Andrew Gunner. It's all looking pretty dandy in here, isn't it, my friend?
I've actually just done the form for 12 races whilst you've been stuffing up every intro for the last year and a half.
Yes, if you can hear a little bit of laughing in my voice, it is because the four-week break has really butchered my craft, and four cracks at the introduction was needed to get this show on the road. Andrew,
yes, mate.
Where is your lucky man to the right who normally sits there?
Rhino. Yeah. He's going back home.
We had the emotional last show 4 weeks ago, and yep. Like to allude to that point.
Officially done and dusted. The government were chasing him for something, so he decided to run home and never to return.
You've spoken to him recently?
I have.
How is the big fella?
He's going well. I think he's pretty happy to be back home sinking Guinness at Drumbone Park, as you call it.
Trombone Park. No, very good. Well, we do miss him.
Can't replace a rhino.
You can't. You know, we're a three-piece band without the drummer at the moment, but we're just going to have to box on because a little birdie, and now I only say this with a slight little bit of excitement, but a little birdie tells me that there could be a like-for-like rhino replacement on the way.
Now, I wouldn't say like-for-like, but they come from the same joint.
Might have similar voices. Watch this space. We could have a substitution. It is a man, the mysterious replacement, is sitting on the pine, and he is potentially going to be asked to come onto the field next week.
Just see if the transfer papers clear first and whether he's right to go. He's just got to complete his medical.
Absolutely. Now, Andrew, big 4 weeks in the greyhound world, obviously. Yeah. What's been happening along? I mean, I've been overseas, so...
Yeah, so the big events that we've had the May edition of the Speedstar Run and One this year. Dinah Patty broke the 29-second barrier at Sandown. I think only the fourth dog to do that. So she's in red-hot form.
A real spectacle for those. I mean, even Sky Racing 2 gets afforded for free for all those greyhound fans. I did. Good to see you've been active on the Twitter sphere there, Andrew.
Yep, and she won the Warrnambool Cup in the lead-up to the Speedstar. So
very nice.
She's been in cracking form. No better form. Really, that you could follow in terms of a form line going into the big events at Sandown, which we'll touch on a bit later on.
You bloody bet we will, mate. We are going to touch on the heat of the Sapphire Crown, the Harrison Dawson, Harrison Dawson, and the Sandown Cup heats. You mentioned Warrnambool there, Gunner. I was down there for the Thoroughbreds.
Apparently.
Absolutely. The Warrnambool Greyhound Racing Club.
I don't
they
know
time
too
it
many
well.
Jobs where you can get shit-faced
no,
and
no,
still
no,
get paid
no, mate.
For
very
it,
professional. We're up very early in the morning and up till very late at night doing work. A lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes.
One
down
of
there
our constituents didn't survive, did he?
Well, let's not talk about the war for that man's sake. Otherwise, things could get a bit messy. Mate, we mentioned a couple of races off the top. Well, when I say a couple, there is more than you can poke the proverbial stick at. At Sandown tomorrow night, obviously being Thursday, 12 races. We'll trickle through them. We'll go through them like a two-stroke motor as we only really have you to give us the tips. So we might get through the show a little bit quicker. Now, Gunnar, one other thing is the quiz is genuinely kaput, isn't it?
Even though he wasn't much competition, it still works better when you've got two people here.
Well, I'm looking forward to the other panellist to return to the track. Next week, and we can fire up the quiz again.
All right,
Gunner.
Yes, mate.
We've digressed a little bit. Let's get started with some of the racing. Rixie a Pest, number one, is a $7 chance, but it's not the favourite. Circle of Dreams is your $2.15 favourite to kick things off at Sandown Park tomorrow night. Give us just a little bit of a taste and maybe a couple of tips. We've got 12 to get through here, Rhino. I mean, Gunner.
He's not even here. Oh, God.
He's not even here. And run us through, and let's get stuck into it.
Yeah, so a really tough race to kick off proceedings tomorrow night. A lot of speed, and it's drawn different parts of the track. Thought 1, 3, 6, and 8 would probably all be pushing forward early. I think 8 might cross 6 early and give it a bit of trouble. 1 can definitely show speed, but not the strongest in this field. So I'm going to stick with the favourite in this one, Circle of Dreams. See if it can just camp on Rixie, a pest, and be too strong for it late.
Circle of Dreams. Like it. What about Crimson Vixen?
Yeah, it's been in good form. It led up at Warrnambool through the Warrnambool Cup series, and it looks like it still
last
hasn't...
Last place, Warrnambool.
Getting royalties. It looks like it hasn't quite strengthened yet as a 500-metre dog, so I'm willing to risk it crossing from drawn all the way up the track, and even if it does, I think it'll be vulnerable late.
Mapunga Frankie, I mean, was... Had the picket fence going there until butchered it last start and ran a nice fifth place.
Yeah, once again, just going into a series that's got more depth in it. So I just think that they're stronger dogs. I think it'll be beaten for early speed. And if even if it did lead, I think it'd be vulnerable late.
Very nice. Okay, race two. Harrison Dawson, first heat. Harrison, tomato. Sinachi is the favourite. $1.80 you can currently get. Open $1.50, so slightly easing, Andrew.
Yeah, we've got a bit of an Oratio Fantasia issue here because some are calling it Seneca and some are calling it Sinachi. So,
no, they. Yeah. Well, there's a few others there that come to mind. Slingshot Hammer obviously got the cement gumboots down at Mount Gambier when you said it was an absolute wife and kids job about 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
And not available at $15. I would have never thought I'd see that from a dog so talented. What are you, why is this?
Just getting a little bit older, not drawn in the part of the track that it wants to be. It really wants that rails draw. And there's others that are just in better form at the moment. Sinachi, Senekai, however you want to say it, was really strong in Brisbane, winning the derby final up there last week. I think it might have run 29.49 or thereabouts. I don't mind it drawn up the track, even though it's got the appearance of being a railer. So the fact that it's drawn down in box one, I think it's going to be really hard to beat in this race. I thought that Grey Ghost was a bit of a price drawn out. It was a little bit disappointing last start, I think, at the Meadows it was. But the market's come for it a little bit. Probably getting into about its right price now, but I still think there's a little bit of value if you can get around that $7-$8 mark.
What about the two, Notorious Mac for Des Douche?
The douche. It's definitely drawn where it wants to be, down on the rail. If it can hug the rail, it'd definitely be a place chance late on. It can run a good time when it gets things go its own way, but I just think that there's some other dogs that'll beat it for early pace in this one.
Very nice. Okay, we skip along to race three. Zipping Bailey, the favourite. $2.90, but it is going to be a tight one. It's a fairly open affair with Often Imitated and My American Girl also around there at the top of the market. But Zipping Bailey is 1-5 on the trot. Race three, 7:22 Australian Eastern Standard Time there at Sandown Park. Will it be winning again, Andrew?
I'm not saying it can't win, but those wins at Wentworth Park have been in really good time and it's been coming off the pace, and I'd say in weaker fields than what it contests here. So I don't really want to entertain it at the current quote of under $3. I think that's getting a little bit short. If it gets back and it finds a bit of trouble, it's going to have a lot harder dogs to run down than what it's been competing against recently. So I'm willing to risk it, but conceding that it's still a chance. I'm going to tip Libby's Dream for this one from box six. I think it's got the early speed to overcome the draw. Can run a really quick time in clear air. So I'm going to stick with one that'll hopefully be up the pointy end of the field early on.
What about Poise for the five? Trained by Matt Johnson. Also shares a name with a formula Bachelor. Did you know that?
Of course not.
That was the Bachelor. Mate, Is he turned into a greyhound trainer?
If the Bachelor was on in the backyard, I'd draw the curtains off Third Income. There's no way you'd ever get me to watch that crap.
Okay, moving on. Race four. Before we take a little breather, as we're going lickety-split here, Orson Allen... $1.90, should be winning. Does it win?
Yeah, I think that there's a chance that the market will overcorrect on Flynn.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's that dog that got Rhino so worked up. The bottom of the table got a bit of a thud when we saw this dog, Flynn, number two.
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit that I got its strength around the 500 distance incorrect. I thought it was probably a good chance of getting rolled in the speed star because I thought it'd be vulnerable late, but it was really strong and it ran really good time in the speed star series. So I just think that the market might overcorrect it a little bit on it. I'm not as convinced that it's got great early speed for a heat like this. And Orson Allen's much more reliable early. I like the draw for it. I think it can beat all the dogs around it out early. He ran 29.20, I think, last week at Sandown. He's going to be extremely hard to catch if he can get out and rolling early.
Very nice. Okay, four races down. Let's take a little breather. What's the latest on our mate? I should have done my research before I rolled in here. Frosty Black Jay, trainer, Ipswich. I know everything except his name and his phone number.
Have you followed anything that's going on in Queensland Racing at the moment?
I'm well aware of what's going on in Queensland Racing, but that's where we can get the scoop and that's where we can get the entertainment, Andrew.
Yeah, so I have inquired.
He's not mates with Ben Curry, is he?
I don't know. I'm not sure how many mates Ben Curry's got left at the moment. Seems like the whole world's against him.
Andrew Gunner just goes...
I'm saying it appears like the whole racing community is against Ben. I'm not saying that he's not worthy of having mates.
Mate, don't get so defensive, mate.
I'm not. Just clearing my name. So I've got in touch with the Queensland authorities and haven't had a reply yet as to how to get in touch with said trainer of Frosty.
Do you remember his name? This is poor.
You've really put me on the spot here, mate.
I know. Question without notice. I should have done
Ron or Reginald or...
No, we'll get it. Here we go. Frosty Black Jay.
You perhaps could have looked this up when you were starting up the intro.
I probably should have. Normally, I've come very prepared. I have my quiz all written out, obviously. The man's name is Reynald Attard. That's the one. Yeah. Now, we will find him. We'll get that exclusive. We promised this exclusive interview with Reynald Attard. What makes Frosty Black Jay quick for many a weeks now here on the Non-Chasers. And Andrew Gunner better get that job done because we want to hear from him.
Maybe I might have to actually drive up and knock on his door at this stage.
Well, you could. We can make a little trip out of it. We'll head up there to the Capelbapar Dogs. We'll get Reynald on the way. Capelbapar. They run in a straight line. It's a great sight.
Mate, I've sat underneath that tree at the winning post with a disgusting stubby of 4X, but it is a very nice place to sit.
Very good. No, I do want to get there. It's on the bucket list. Okay, well, Reynald Attard, as per previous episodes of this show, will be pushed back to next week. Andrew.
Yes, mate.
Any boom dog?
There are quite a few going around at the moment. None that really... I can't think of any names, but there are some good young dogs putting up some very good times. There's plenty that are on the rise. So I think by the time we get around to the Melbourne Cup Series in November, we're going to have quite a few dogs that are in good form. So fingers crossed that they're all 100% fit at the time and they all get a chance. But the future is looking bright at the moment for the greys.
Delicious. Okay, my friend. Nice little segue there. You said some dogs in great form. None other than this dog. Well, it's not in superb nick, but it's got a serious class edge on this field. Tornado Tears, $1.30. Do we really need to give it much of a chit-chat, or is it just a...
No, well, it had an issue with its paw up at the final at Wentworth Park, so I don't think it was 100% fit going into the final. I think Rob would have just done the best that he could with the dog during the week, and it wasn't up to scratch for the final. So they've given him some time off. They bypassed the Speedstar Series just to make sure that he was 100% for this. So yeah, based on that, you just got to take it at face value that he's okay. He's definitely not drawn well. There is some speed around him that'll give him some curry early. So yeah, I wouldn't be knocking my grandma over to get the $1.30 or whatever it is in the market at the moment. But he should win, all things being equal.
Mm. See, there's a dog very similar name to Tornado Tears, Tornado Time or something around there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of greyhounds, mate, so you've got a lot of similar names.
Another completely relevant fact that I'm just lining up with, so I won't bore you with it. Race 6, second heat of the hand down, Sandown Cup, Double G. G-double-E, the favourite, $3.20, but this one is wide open. Veloce Nero, $3.50. Then if you're searching for a little bit more value, you maybe can go with Woomph at 41.
Good name, Woomph.
Great name. Race 6, Heat 2, take the floor, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Double G here. I like it when it's drawn down near the rails, but there's a couple of dogs in here that can mix their form and their times, and the difference between their best and worst performance is pretty vast. Another one of those is Rajasthan, and I'm not sure how G genuine Rajasthan is on his day. As Ryan would say, he has thoughts about the game. Peppertide is drawn very well, but this is up another gear on to some of those races that it's won throughout 2019. So I'll stick with Double G on this one, but as a tip, but in terms of price, there's not much I'd be diving into in this race just at this stage.
Very nice. Moving on, race 7. Now, this is where we really miss Rhino. Bye, go, bye, bye.
Bigo, bye, bye.
Was his, arguably one of his greater feats of pronunciating. $2.45 favourite, running with the pink rug on Saturday night. He liked Kia also. Kanzam was one of his as well, wasn't
it? Yeah, I tipped Kanzam. Yeah, he loved that one.
I don't think he went into Blue Moon Rising every now and then, but there's just good dogs everywhere.
One of those table belters that he liked where the finger really got working.
The Morse code started really operating. Who wins this one, mate?
I'm going to tip Blue Moon Rising in this one. I like the empty box in box 5 on its inside. Bago Bye Bye is the one dog that could beat it out early, but he's another one of these dogs that you don't quite know what you're going to get on the night. So Blue Moon Rising, far more consistent. So I'll tip it. Kanzan, definitely well drawn. It should be running on late. If Bago Bye Bye jumps well, it's too strong for these, but I just think Blue Moon Rising is more predictable and more reliable.
Very nice. I like it, mate. It's real good, solid, thorough analysis that, you know, these listeners have just been depleted over the last few weeks. Mate. They've been craving their fix. Another mention to our man Millsy on the socials. Oh, God. He's been crying out for us to get back. And I reckon he's in a very red hot chance for the race of Greyhound later in the year.
Well, he's won a few entries, so he has
the big elbow crack against the winning post or whatever he was, carrying on like a pork chop, and I believe it was a trial that he was celebrating. So good man, Millsy.
I forgot to tell him.
Race 8, number 1, Shining's not going to win, so I don't know why I mentioned it. $26. The favourite is MBY. Had a couple of wins of late for Ruth Matic. But Dinah Chance, also another good dog. And Poco Dorado, the good dogs just don't seem to get a breather, do they, Andrew Gunner?
No, there's all... Well, this, I failed to mention, and if I didn't, I'm sure Mick Floyd would have been getting right up me behind closed doors, that this is the richest staying race in the world, the Sandown Cup. So This is why they travel, mate, because the bucks are on offer, and the pups want to win.
Let's get him on next week. We'll get Mick on the blower.
He's got one of those soothing voices, he does. Mick Floyd, when you hear him on the radio.
Yeah, of course, Mick Floyd being the Sandown Greyhound Racing Club.
He wears many hats, but you could say he's a media manager, racing manager, yes, down at Sandown.
Sort of man who'd know a thing or two about a greyhound, you could suggest, Andrew.
I would have thought so, yes.
Very good. All right, race 9.
We didn't even give a tip, mate.
Didn't we?
No. I'm tipping Dinah Chancer. It's the obvious early speed in this one. I think we can just put a pen through Poco Dorado when it runs in Victoria. Any time that it's come south of the Murray, it just hasn't performed up to the way that it does in New South Wales. So couldn't possibly be confident in it. Ella Enchanted has been in good form. I'm still not convinced that she gets a strong 700. The Ennis camp have done a terrific job in this girl's obviously had some issues along the way. She's had some gaps in her racing. Ran really well in the Speedstar Series, but I'm just not convinced that she gets a strong 700. So I'm sticking with Dinah Chancer.
Dinah Chancer on top. Very good. Okay, race 9. Another Dinah Patty. Now, this one's had a long and illustrious correlation to me, obviously. I've put it in me show me the money tips from time to time, and she's let me down. But she should give the 29-second barrier a real nudge again, shouldn't she, Andrew Gunner?
Well, I'm not going to put those expectations on her.
Did you like that from me? You weren't expecting a little bit of greyhound parlance there. But
yes, I think it's winning this race, but
$1.35.
Never made a habit out of backing 3-1 on.
Well, Sustain the Rage is your next favourite, or your second best option at $5.50 for Brendan Purcell.
Yeah, there is some speed down near the rail in this one, so I think all of Dinah Patty flowing and miss innings, Shanlon Georgie could all be up in the van early. Jeez, we've gone with a few rhino-isms today.
We have. Well, you know, when you're missing the great Irish hoop,
And you've done a Scottish accent once again.
You know me, mate.
So I think Yeah, I think all the early speeds down on the rail, and it's just going to be difficult for these dogs drawn up the track to cross here. I just think Dinah Patty's got everything in her favour for this one.
You are doing your very best to talk about track bias here, aren't you?
No, I'm talking about speed map bias.
Right, race 10. We're really rattling through now. Baruga Brett, $2.90 out of the orange for Brooke Ennis.
Out of the what?
Sorry, the orange. That just goes to show you how much English greyhound racing I've been watching of late with the new Sky 2 subscription.
You sicko.
The Newcastle bags and the Swindon and Sunderland bags. Great stuff. Got to get that lure on the outside in Australia.
You've
got to do it.
Nah.
Why?
Why?
Because the dogs just... They don't crash into each other on the first bend.
That we've emigrated for the majority from English people. And there's nothing that Aussies love more than sticking it up someone from England.
Yeah.
So my theory is that they had greyhound racing with the rugs. And we said, all right, we'll take those colours. But to stick it up, yeah, we'll swap a few boxes around.
Yeah.
And then they said, we'll run our lure on the outside. And we said, stuff you again. We'll run it on the inside. So I just think greyhound racing is another way that we've stuck it up in English.
Well, interesting thought space there by you. It did actually catch me out the other night. I was watching, I backed a two, so I was watching the striped rug.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I got up, but the two's black or something in England, and the striped rug is the six.
Yeah, I think blue or black.
Tune into the non-Chasers UK edition
for all that.
Well, we've got our correspondent there on the ground.
Yeah,
Rhino
could just run an after hours edition. So
I tell you what, I do love though, the handicapped greyhounds that needs to be brought here.
Something
that is a spectacle for those that don't know, and I'm sure you all do. It's obviously like the Stawell gift of greyhounds.
We still do have them here, but just not as often. The place where you see them most is the 700 start at the Meadows. They just don't happen as often, but I can tell you that it is one thing that's being discussed within the industry at the moment, whether we need to have
is that
more
a scoop?
Of them. Just a little precursor scoop.
Any chance of some hurdles coming into the greyhound repertoire?
I would say that that's well and truly dead and buried.
I'd love that. The grand annual of greyhounds. Get Rick McIntosh to call it.
Well, you can watch the old footage on YouTube if you really miss it that much.
But. So good. I'm heading down to the greyhounds in a couple of weeks.
In Tassie?
No, the Meadows.
Oh, the Meadows.
I'll be there. Good. Come and say good day. We digress. So, race 10, Baruga Brett, $2.90.
Yeah, it's... you have to take this one on trust after its run last week at Sandown. It was very subpar. But we hadn't seen it for a while, and he does tend to improve once he gets into his racing, and he can just explode out of nowhere. I like him drawing up the track as well. I don't think the dogs around it will impact on him too much, but I am going to concede that Go Seek Fernando is very well drawn in this one. Loves box one. So if you're not so keen on Baruga Brett and you can't dismiss its run last week, I'd be sticking with Go Seek Fernando, but I'm going to tip Baruga Brett in this one.
Well played, Andrew. Well played. All right. We're heading to the real stuff. Race 11, 10-10 on Thursday night. Neo Cleo is your favourite out of the black rug for Robbie Britton, for Brexit Britton. $2.05. Open $1.80. There seems to be a bit of a common trend here. A lot of these favourites... opening a bit shorter than what the market's sort of, what the punters are after, and they're sort of levelling out. Got a reason behind that, mate, or you just reckon you maybe just open them a bit short?
Oh, well, all these, like anything in punting, it's just based on opinion. I think since this girl's gone to Rob Britton, there's no reason to suggest that it's gone backwards at all. It's ideally not a 500-metre dog. Because it's very well suited to those 600-metre middle distances. Look, I'm not keen to pile into it at the overly short odds, but there's just not much in here that's got any strength to it. So if it's up near the front early, there's just nothing that'll catch it except for Damn Slippery. And if you look at its racing pattern from when it runs around Queensland and New South Wales, it tends to get back a little bit, and you're never quite sure how they're going to go at a new track, so just sticking with something that we know a little bit more, and that's Neo Cleo.
Very good. All right, lucky last. We've gone through 12 races here, man. I mean, I'm almost out of breath. Dinah Oscar is your 440 favourite in the last. I dare say won't be the favourite by the time they jump, with Southern Ripple being at 460 and Lucy's Milo being at 480 and Blue Striker almost at 480. You could throw a candy wrapper over this one. It's close.
Yeah, it is. I don't mind Blue Striker drawing up the track, so I probably don't want to tip it until back it until it gets out to the $556 mark. So let's hope that the market narrows in on say 3, 4, and 5. And yeah, Lucy's Milo misbehaved during the Warrnambool Carnival, so she got a please explain.
Tried to take on the bull.
Yeah, you can't do that. So I'll tip Blue Striker because I like it being drawn up the track, and it's strong when it gets clear air. But yeah, I don't want to back it until it gets around the $556 mark.
Very good. So what is your tip then?
I'm going to tip Blue Striker.
Okay. Yep. Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to tip. Snags McKenzie, mate.
Snags.
I love it. Mate, we're straightening up. We've gone through 12 races. It's that time again.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Andrew, now 4 weeks off. Some have said it's probably a good thing because, you know, the punters just get a little bit of a breather. But we did a little bit of recon work on the figures. And after your big 50 each way on the, who was it?
Fast car driving.
Fast car driving at 34s. Yep. You're about a grand ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, you'd have to tally it up. But, yeah, I'm not sure what the final total is. I think every show this year we've said we'll tally them up.
We will. You know, you would have thought we would have got time to do it in the last couple of weeks. I'm definitely clawing my way back. I'm very close to being in the black, but I'm not just yet, okay? And I'll tell you what, my selection this week will get me in there, Andrew Gunner, because I'm going with who I just mentioned, Snags McKenzie, 50 H-way, at $8.
All right,
good. That's going to get me a nice, juicy sort of $500 just in the back skyrocket, mate, for a Friday.
All right, very good. I'm going to go with Blue Moon Rising, race 7, number 6. 100 on the nose.
Full strength bet. Mate, that's pretty much it. I mean, the Schmackos, quiz Schmackos have come to us and offered us the yearly subscription of meat strip beef strips or whatever they are. And we've had to decline because we were unable to do a quiz with the one person. And, you know, it's a bit of a shame. So we'll bring that one back. I'm bringing a new segment. Yeah. I'm bringing a new segment to next week. It's called Dog Food. Now, you can let your head sort of come to that one for the week.
I don't know what I think or feel about
that. No, it's a good one, but it's called Dog Food, and you'll find out more about it. Before we do go, you've got a couple of little money-back special trinkets. Fill us in.
So, look for your money-back special at Sportsbet. We're running it Monday through to Saturday now. Races 1 to 5, generally the decent Victorian meet for the night. So Sandown tomorrow night, you can either back my tips in or completely go against them, but races 1 to 5, so $50.
$50, run second, races 1 to 5, get your money back in bonus bets, you'll be laughing. So back gunner in, and you know what to do.
Or don't, either way.
Well, mate, either or, you know the drill. Mate, that's it. We're back. You know, a little bit rusty goes without saying, but, you know, everyone's got to come back, make the comeback at some stage.
Yeah, a bit of WD-40 for you, mate. And
absolutely.
Off we go to next week.
Hopefully you don't have four cracks at the introduction. Mate, any more final thoughts, musings?
No, I'm disappointed we don't have a boom dog because I really do miss the gunshot. But yeah. Anyway, that'll get me pepped up so I can do it next week.
And you've been doing a bit more time up in Darwin as well. You're up there.
Quick little fly-out trip. Went up to the office up there.
And
good.
And you talked to me about junkets, mate. And you're going
a junket. I actually worked, mate.
You're going up to the pointy
end. We got into Darwin at 4:15 yesterday morning to be in the office at 8 o'clock.
That's fine.
That's fine, is it? Do your junkets involve 3 hours and 45 minutes sleep?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, they do, but they are. They're about five days straight of that.
Because you go to the local joint.
Okay, that's it. Wrap it up. Gamble responsibly. You know the rest. We'll be back next week, hopefully with a soothing Irish voice. And you don't have to listen to us two nimrods go at it because it can get a little bit bland. That's all for now. Gun up. Goodbye, mate.
Bye-bye.
All right.